Washington City, December 1861 to March 1862. What boy wouldn't be satisfied with days spent playing soldier? That's what it was like to be in the Army of the Potomac that first winter in Washington City, when the only hardships were mud, which was of a sovereign quality, in keeping with our nation's capital. Rats that deserted the riverbank to join the Union sprawl of tents. The rats, too, were sovereign. And the ringer of the interminable drills McClellan put us through while he sat on his high horse with a hand like Bonaparte's tucked up inside his coat. We were lucky to have missed the Washingtonian mosquito, said to be reared in the pestilential swamps to possess a sparrow's heft and the sting of a cottonmouth. On second thought, our bivouac on the Potomac grew stale. Even so engrossing a bit of theater as pretending to kill rebel soldiers with musket or bayonet can become tedious. I missed Broadway and the Battery, the Brooklyn saloons where I sold oysters and, too often, coaxed and kicked my old man home, if you could call it that, from his stupefying and inglorious binges. How fondly I remember hearing in an Ocean Avenue barroom a waltz tune, cheerful among the shiftless, notes falling unheeded like gobs of spittle on the sawdust-sprinkled floor. I missed Sheepshead Bay and would gladly have stood up to my knees in winter salt water, raking oysters till my arms dropped off to be back there again. I became an expert on my instrument, as little Will did on his drum. We also became veterans of the boudoir, although the girl on whom we practiced lay not in a swank bedroom on tasseled pillows, but in a hut where black-bound testaments and chaplain's issues of holy gear were stored. We were too young, little Will and I, to savor the delicious incongruity. I mean, goddammit, we gave no thought to irony, and none at all to love, while we strained after the satisfaction said to fill a man lying in a woman's lap. To me, it felt like riding a lumpy sack of meal. We were also too young to realize that what a woman is willing to sell a man will not.